Do you have to sell raw flour on Pesach? Is flour chametz? What's the deal with flour? So the Gemara in Pesachim talks about that it's mutter to soak wheat flour, not barley flour, wheat flour in water, because we know, and the reason is because we know you can be yotze your mitzvah matzah with matzah made from fine flour. In order to get fine flour, you need to soak the wheat. So therefore, you see that wetting the wheat is not a problem. So wetting, you know, using wet wheat is not a problem. And flour itself is not chametz either. The Rambam writes, permitted to soak wheat, but then you must grind the wheat quickly so it doesn't become chametz. But Nagu Kol Yisraeli writes, based on his Takanas of Gaonim, that the Jewish people have the custom for hundreds of years not to soak the wheat, lest you come to leave it in water, and then it's going to be there for too long, and it's going to become chametz. And the Magen Mishnah explains, like we said, this is a Takana of the Gaonim over 1,000 years ago. Shulchan Aruch says, cites this as well, but it's usher nowadays to soak the wheat, and this is based on this Takana, this rule of the Gaonim from 1,000 years ago, that we're afraid to soak wheat, because, raw wheat, because maybe it's going to become chametz. The Mishnah Berurah says, okay, so you're not going to eat this soaked wheat on Pesach, but it's permitted on Pesach to own the flour that was from soaked wheat, as long as it was ground immediately after soaking to make sure that it was no chametz. Now, the Chasam Sofer says, therefore, if wheat is surely soaked for a long time, it would be aser, because then it's chametz kamer. So how does that play into flour for us nowadays? We don't know if it was ground immediately after soaking. We don't know how long the wheat was soaked in water for. It's unclear. I mean, you could call the company and try to, you know, investigate, but you may not get such clear answers. And especially for, you know, the wheat that you bought, you may not have any way to know. So our flour is most likely a Suffolk chametz. Moshe Brandsdorfer in his Knei Bosim, therefore writes, since our flour is a Suffolk chametz, because I'm not sure if the wheat was soaked in water for a long time or not, flour must be sold. And he actually has an interesting other reason. He says, even if you know for sure somehow that this wheat was not wet, it was never became wet, it would still have to be sold, because people, when they come into your store after Pesach, they're assuming that you sold your flour. They don't want you to like do an investigation and claim that all this wheat was actually never wetted at all, it never got wet. He says it would be, oh no, it would be like stealing, it would be like misleading your customers if you didn't sell your flour. Now, there is another question. Can it even be sold at all? We know there are many people who don't sell full chametz. Chametz gamur, something which is pure chametz. They don't sell that at all. Reasons primarily being because the sale itself is obviously a little bit shady, because 99.99% of the times we get the chametz right back after Pesach. So therefore, some people have the minhag not to sell chametz gamur, and this was the Vilna Gaon's opinion as well. But so now the question is, can you sell flour? Flour, is it pure chametz or not? So we just said it was really in case of Suffolk chametz. So Vinite Gavriel points this out and says, people who don't sell chametz gamur, pure chametz, may sell flour, because it's only Suffolk chametz. And in fact, the Archos Rabbeinu, the Stipler, would go out of his way to purchase bread from flour that was sold to a guy after Pesach, because he wanted to say, he doesn't want people to be machmir for no reason and not buy flour that was sold to a guy, because, oh, I don't buy chametz that was sold to a guy. No, he said that something like flour can be sold to a guy because it's only Suffolk chametz. It's not, even though it's chametz gamur, he said it's not chametz gamur, it's only Suffolk chametz, and therefore it may be sold to a guy, and that's what Tshuva Sanhaga says as well. Now, interestingly, Reb Schwab, citing the Ol Yaakov, queries whether it's better to eat paspalter, bread of a non-Jew, or bread from flour that was sold on Pesach, implying, again, that really one should not sell flour to a non-Jew because it does have the status of chametz gamur. And in fact, the Or Lezion, Ben Zion Abishol, says that explicitly. He says flour should not be sold to a non-Jew over Pesach. You should get rid of your flour, and flour is the status of chametz gamur. Now, what happens if it's not sold? Whoops, you mess up. You have flour in your house and it's not sold. Are you allowed to eat it after Pesach? So Tshuva Sanhaga talks about this exact case where a school got a shipment of flour on Pesach, And whoops, they didn't know what to do with it. The gabbai just brought it in, and now he doesn't know what to do after Pesach. So Rav Hanagah says, since it's only Suffolk Chametz and it's for yeshiva, so we could be lenient for yeshivas that you could sell it after Pesach. But he even advised that Bachram should not eat this flour because it was owned by a Jew on Pesach. And the Arvot Zion says he can't even, you know, based on his above reasoning that it's Chametz Gomer, he says he can't even sell it. However, Rebelski, cited on the OU, is actually lenient to even eat it. He says, since the prohibition against using chametz that was not properly disposed of during Pesach is only Durabanan, Rav Belski held that one can purchase flour after Pesach even if it wasn't sold prior to Pesach. In other words, flour that was owned by a Jew can be purchased, can be eaten after Pesach, but ideally, again, one should sell his raw flour that he has with his rest of his chametz that he's selling on Pesach, and you are allowed to sell it even if you don't sell chametz gomer.